I don't know, 3D? How's 3D? I don't know. There are, for example, I've just finished 10 five-minute interviews called Brown Bag Wine Tasting, and it'll be, we're starting a website for it because it's a podcast. So five-minute interviews, and I walk around to total strangers with a brown bag wine under my arm and with two wine glasses and asking them to have a sip of wine with me and discuss wine and life in general.
And this is a web series? Or
yeah, a web series at the moment. And we're debuting it February 14th at 10 o'clock Eastern time. So that could be really great fun in doing this quick interview and getting a snapshot, a verbal snapshot of people in 5 minutes to see what their, where their soul lies. Then there's an app that is called Chateauetry, which is so much fun that people are laughing all the time. And then, of course, I'm coming to East Lansing as a one-man show.
And what can people expect from Shatner's world, We Just Live in It?
They can expect to be entertained. They can expect to laugh hard. They can expect to maybe shed a tear and maybe nod sagely in your partner's direction.
You've been acting for, 60 years now or so?
Longer than I care to remember.
was there a
and longer than I can remember, I guess.
Well, and the thing is, it looks like you know, just doing the research for this interview, you've been working steadily all that time, it looks like, or darn close. Was there a moment when you thought early on, this is what I never want to stop doing? I want to still be doing this as long as I can do this. Do you remember anything like that?
The strange part of my life is that I've never done anything else. I started, and I talk a little bit about this in the one-man show, I started off at 6 years of age, and I've never done anything else. I've never done any other work than something to do with entertainment, writing, directing, acting, whatever, having something to do with the act of amusing you or entertaining you. So it never occurred to me that I was going to do something else.
Do you remember what you were doing when you were six, you mentioned?
Yeah, I did a camp play, and then that was successful on several levels, and went back from the camp to home and started doing this and graduated from schools, from university, and I was doing it in university. I did it the moment I left university, and I'm doing it now as I approach senility, as you can tell.
Does not sound like it to me. I have to say, the tour you're on is really kind of brutal. You're either doing every day, every other day, Utah before us, Nebraska after. How in the world do you keep your energy up for this?
I've been blessed with good health, good genes, and I try to be careful. A good part of being an entertainer or an actor is energy, is the pureness of the health and the energy. Otherwise, you don't have the ability to display, and it really is an act of love to entertain like that, and so you don't have time or energy to love. So health is perhaps the key to everything. Certainly for an actor it is.
Your characters, almost all of them are very take charge. Some of them saving the world, maybe some of them thinking they're saving the world. But do you ever get tired of saving the world? Do you ever just want to have a character that's needy or whiny or something like that?
I think all those guys who save the world are needy because they need to change the world. I don't really have an answer to that question. I think what I try to do as an actor is find the humanity in anything I'm playing. And so if it's somebody who is a take-charge character, there's a humanity behind it, and I seek to find it.
Being so strongly associated with space, the final frontier, as you are, what are your thoughts on space exploration and where we are and where we thought we'd be 30 years ago? And if there was an Enterprise, would you want to be on it yourself?
Well, I want to guarantee that I'm coming back. I need to, if there's a contract involved, they have to sign, they have to initial where it says we bring them back. You know, we humans have the ego to think that we're perceiving reality or perceiving things as they are, and we're not. Both in a physical sense, our eyes and our and the machines that amplify our eyes and ears and all our other senses are perceiving a minute portion of what's out there. There's so much that we don't know. A scientist told me that, as far as they're concerned, they spread rumors. That's our science. We do the best we can, but we really don't know anything. And all the absolutes that we think are out there, like the speed of light and all, someday my feeling is we'll find that not to be so. So we don't know what's out there. We don't know what dark matter is that surrounds the universe, including our world. What is that? The mysteries abound, and we can only appreciate, worship the mystery of what we don't know.
So you find that to be more of an inspiring thing than a scary thing?
Well, we stumble around and try and discover some tiny aspect of a law that we think works, but the more we discover, the more we realize how profoundly complex it is, and eventually it's beyond our imagination. So that looking for aliens is, we don't know what we're doing.
There's something about watching a performer of any kind executing their craft that people want to see, that, you know, that is a fine actor, that is a fine guitar player. But I also think that there's some aspect of the performer's personality that appeals to us, that comes out when they act or sing or whatever it is they're doing, that makes us want to watch, in addition to the technical prowess that they're exhibiting. What do you think that aspect about you is that people take pleasure in watching?
Well, I don't know if I can put my finger on that, but I absolutely agree with you that every performer brings to the role or the piece of music or whatever it is they're doing, brings themselves. Everybody can take a paintbrush and with a dab of color, dab something on a canvas, but it's the personality of the painter that comes through on the painting. It's the personality of the musician that interprets a classical role, and the same goes for an actor. And that's why it can be infinitely different depending on the actor who's in this case, if we're talking about theater, it's infinitely different for every actor who plays a role. And it has everything to do with that personality that's buried in their character. What that is for me, I'm not quite sure. I'm going to leave that up to you to tell me.
Real quickly here, because I know you have to go pretty soon. I know you do lots and lots of interviews. What is the interview question that you've never been asked that you wish someone would finally ask you? That they always miss?
Oh, no. A good interview is also the interviewer's personality. And they bring to a good interview themselves and their curiosity and their humanity. And so it's different from... there are the casual interviews where you're just filling time, and you're getting content for your show, and I'm getting some publicity for something I'm desirous of publicizing. But a really good interview involves the interviewer as well.
I've had so much fun doing this, and
it's a pleasure to talk to you.
I really appreciate it.
Your listeners will come and visit me. We'll have a lot of laughs and some tears, but a great deal of fun.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, Melissa.